Baseball is back.
He doesn't want a super spreader out there in the middle of the field.
The season is different. On the field, in the socially distant clubhouse, in the empty stands.
You guys wanted to do it. You've been wanting to do it for months.
There's a lot to talk about.
Who are you kidding? Don't give me all that bull crap.
And this is the place to do it. This is the Baseball Reporters with Tony Mass.
Brought to you by Big Y, Safety Insurance, Rodenheiser Home Services, Woodbridge Wines, Gravely, Budweiser, and Jackson Lumber.
On Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, welcome back to the Baseball Reporters podcast. It's been a while since we've done one of these, but I did want to touch base on the potential pursuit of Alex Cora as returning manager of the Red Sox. Let me just say this quickly, that we haven't done one of these in a while. Obviously, we've done the program, the Baseball Reporters show during the season, although most of you probably didn't listen this year, not that I can blame you. It was that kind of year. But with all that's going on in Boston sports, certainly the Patriots, the Celtics, rather, you know, the Bruins earlier on, baseball hasn't gotten a lot of attention, rightfully so. It's just been that kind of year. But the hiring of a manager at this particular point in time is always a story. And I know people aren't necessarily paying a lot of attention to the team, so I wanted to put something out there for people who do have an interest in where this is all going with the Red Sox. The firing of Renicky, in and of itself, should not surprise you. Certainly the Red Sox deserve some criticism for announcing it on the day of the season finale. And also, more importantly, before the game while the Patriots were playing, which is kind of a weaselly move. PR-wise, I suppose it's a smart move because they're trying to minimize exposure. Although in this particular case, I don't think there was really anything to hide. I think everybody knew this was coming. The real story here would have been if Renicky were returning as manager of the Red Sox, and he is not. So the question now is who? Who do the Red Sox go get? And to me, if this is going to be Chaim Bloom hiring someone he's had a past with, whether it's someone from the Rays organization or someone like George Lombard, who was the first base coach of the Los Angeles Dodgers, I have less interest in the story. I think most fans do, because you don't know who that is and you don't know what he's going to bring. And I think at this particular point in time, the Red Sox need a known commodity and someone who has the respect and trust of his players, but at the same time has the interest and belief from the fan base. I think it's really important at this particular time that the Red Sox have a manager out there that people can invest in and believe in. And I mean that as much for fans as I do for players. The Red Sox have been irrelevant for about a year and a half. It's been a long time. I can't ever remember a period of time like this in Red Sox history, where, at least during my lifetime, where they have been as insignificant as they have been on the Boston sports landscape. And the manager of the Red Sox, rightly or wrongly, is the face of the franchise, at least as it pertains to the public. He's the only one that speaks with the media on a daily basis. And there has to be a certain, I don't want to use the word charisma, but there has to be a certain personality there, and there has to be a certain confidence and ability to lead that is important to the fan base. And Cora, to me, is the obvious choice. The question is he the obvious choice for Chaim Bloom? So this was one of the first questions that Bloom got as chief baseball officer of the Red Sox when he conducted his Zoom teleconference shortly after the team announced the firing of Ron Renicky. And I want you to listen closely to the very beginning. We cut out the question, but it was John Miller of WBZ-AM. And he said, is Alex Cora a candidate to return? And right away, if you listen to the very beginning of this, Bloom gives this big, deep breath, almost a sigh, which tells me he's exasperated by the question. He knew it was coming, and he didn't want to answer it. Now, he knew it was coming, so he knew he had to answer it. But anyway, here is what Chaim Bloom said in response to Johnny Miller's question, one of the first questions of the press conference, about the potential of Alex Cora returning.
Yeah, so, with respect to Alex, and I know that this is a question I got a couple times during the season, and I think you guys know where I stand on Alex, but I know that I didn't get into very much detail on it during the season, and that was really because, out of respect to Ron, I think, and thought that Ron deserved to be evaluated without anybody looking over his shoulder. So I know that's not the case anymore, but, I still I don't want to get into really any detail on my thoughts on Alex. I don't want to say anything about Alex that I haven't said to Alex, and obviously I haven't spoken to Alex. So there will be a time, I think, where I can, you know, get into more detail on Alex and his situation, my thoughts on it. But that time isn't now. So I'm hoping everybody will respect that.
So look, here's the part that I think is important to note. First of all, the Red Sox don't want to touch this topic with a 10-foot pole for lots of reasons. Most notably, Alex Cora has been suspended by Major League Baseball. He is to have no contact with anybody in Major League Baseball until after the World Series. Peter Gammons tweeted out over the weekend that the actual date was November 2nd. So until we get to November, Alex Cora cannot communicate with the Red Sox. Chaim Bloom cannot talk to Alex Cora and can't get into any of that. So that's number one. That's important to remember that that's probably the number one reason the Red Sox don't want to talk about Cora, which I get. But that in and of itself should tell you that he's a candidate, which I'll get to in a minute. Now, as it pertains to the other stuff, you have Bloom there telling you that, well, you know, during the year it was really out of respect for Ron Renicki, that I didn't want to talk about Cora. I didn't think it was fair. That said, now that we're here, so stop. So wait a minute. What he's telling you is that the Ron Renicki excuse was just that. It was an excuse. It was a complete diversionary tactic designed to get people off the line of questioning because he wasn't going to talk about Alex Cora. Now it's, well, I don't want to say something about Alex Cora that I wouldn't say directly to him first. So, which I think is the Red Sox are just biding time. And this is my point. I get back to the first thing he says about Renicki. Well, he makes it about Renicki, and Bloom says, I don't want to talk about Alex Cora out of respect to Ron Renicki. Ron Renicki's now out of the picture, and Bloom still won't talk about Alex Cora. So the fact is, it had nothing really to do with Ron Renicki. That might have been a secondary reason. But the Red Sox clearly don't want to talk at all about Cora, probably because they jeopardized their chance to hire him. Now, Bloom did answer questions during the course of the year in a very roundabout, circumspect manner, which he continues to do, about Cora's potential candidacy as manager of the Red Sox. And Peter Abraham, I thought, at the Globe, did a pretty good job following up on this line of questioning, or on this, you know, on this angle, by trying to get exactly, to understand exactly what Bloom is saying about Cora. Because Bloom clearly won't eliminate Cora as a candidate. And that, to me, is what you should really take from this entire press conference, which, again, we'll get to in more detail in a second. But it would be very easy for the Red Sox to eliminate Alex Cora at this stage. They can't announce him as a candidate. They can't announce him as the next manager yet because, again, he's suspended. And so my guess is it would be a violation of the suspension agreement if there were any contact with Cora whatsoever, not to mention the fact that the Red Sox have to go through the sham or charade of a managerial search. But they could eliminate him if they wanted to. They could easily do that either on the record or off. And I'll tell you how they could do that in a moment. But first of all, Peter Abraham had an exchange with Chaim Bloom that I think is worth playing. So here it is in its entirety. And this is, again, Abraham just trying to get to the bottom of what the Red Sox really feel about Alex Cora and trying to pin down Bloom here a little bit on how he feels about Cora as a potential candidate.
And I just wanted to just sort of clarify what you were saying before about Alex. You went on I think it was mostly on the radio at different times during the season. And just to paraphrase what I believe you said, it was essentially, there was a reason that Alex isn't the manager, and, you know, that's still the case. Is that kind of what you're saying, that you're standing by what you said at that time?
Yeah, I just don't want to get into more detail on it, just because I think to do so would be, you know, again, I don't want to get in the business of someone like Alex, who is very important to this organization. I don't want to get in the business of saying a lot of things about him that I haven't had a chance to say to him. So I don't want to get into it in any more detail than that. But yeah, I am standing by that.
So are you basically saying he's not a candidate?
Well, like I said, I don't want to say anything about him that I have not been able to say to him. So I'm not going to answer questions like that.
Okay, here is what your big takeaway from this should be. Why won't the Red Sox eliminate Alex Cora? Why? And this would be very easy to do. So I don't know what the relationship is like between Bloom and Peter Abraham, or for that matter, Bloom and any other member of the Red Sox press corps. What I know is this. Sam Kennedy's been around the team a long time, team president Sam Kennedy. He's been here really since the beginning with owners John Henry, Tom Werner. John Henry has been here from the beginning. Tom Werner has been here from the beginning. There are a million people in that organization that can speak to the Red Sox intentions. And I think it would be very easy for the organization to just reach out to a member of the media that they trust and say, hey, look, off the record, you can go with this. Don't attribute it to anybody. Don't put anyone's name on it. No sources, no anything. But you can say emphatically, we are not going back to Alex Cora. We can't go that route. He gets suspended for cheating. We think it's a bad look. If the Red Sox really felt strongly about Alex Cora and the stain of the cheating scandal that has been put on him, they would come right out and tell someone off the record, we're not going down this road. This is not the guy we want. It's going to be someone new. We want a new beginning. To this point, they have not done that. Now, it's possible that they do want to speak with Cora, see if he wants to come back, and will then address it at that point in time. My guess is that when the Red Sox announced the firing of Cora, and we can call it a mutual decision if you want, that's how the team termed it in the press release. But my guess is when that happened at that particular point in time, ownership said to him, hey, look, sit tight. We're going to go through a little bit of a rebuild here anyway. It's going to be a transitional year. We'll come back to you at the end of the year. And by that point, we'll have a better grasp of where we are. And we'd like to bring you back potentially at that time. And Cora said, I think that's probably good, a good idea. Let's take the year off. Now, that's a purely speculative, pure speculation on my part. But I don't think it's at all out of the realm of possibility that something like this was discussed. And to me, one of the real things that's important to note here is that ownership likes Cora. They always like Cora. They're the reason Cora was here in the first place. That was not Dave Dombrowski's pick. That was ownership and upper management's pick. So now we're in the same boat. The Red Sox have a need for a manager. Cora is out there. And I have to believe that ownership still feels as strongly about Cora as they did at that time. Remember that when Cora was fired, Red Sox ownership went out of their way to say that they thought very highly of him. It was a hard thing for them to do. So I think that they would bring Cora back in a second. And more importantly, unlike the Houston Astros, who fired both the GM and the manager, the Astros have then committed to Dusty Baker beyond this season. The Red Sox have no such commitment. So it feels to me like the Red Sox have sort of just been coasting along here, waiting for the opportunity and opening to bring Cora back from the very beginning. Now, the other thing that this story will tell you is just how much power Chaim Bloom has in the organization. And I'll go back to Dombrowski here. If you remember when the Red Sox hired Bloom, they said they wanted somebody who was more interested in a collaborative model, meaning someone who would work with other people in the baseball organization and also work with them. Now, Dombrowski, I think, had more latitude. Maybe it was a contractual element. Maybe that is the primary reason why he was able to make some of the signings he made at the end, is that Red Sox ownership couldn't get in his way. I doubt that it was a contractual matter. But regardless, Dombrowski had more latitude and power than Bloom does at this point in time. I think we can safely state that. The question now is, how much does Bloom have? If the Red Sox bring in somebody from the outside, and someone other than Cora, particularly someone that has no connection to the organization, then I think we can safely say that Chaim Bloom has some juice and has more power in the baseball operation than we would have guessed. If Cora comes back, it tells us that there is a much more collaborative model and that ownership still has the final say on big decisions. And there's no doubt this qualifies as a big decision. In fact, Bloom was asked whether he consulted ownership on the decision to fire Renicki, which almost certainly every GM would do. But he admitted that, yes, there was an exchange. Here's, again, we have only the answer for you here, but here's what he told John Miller when Johnny asked this question.
Yeah, certainly we wouldn't make a decision of this magnitude without consulting ownership. So they're certainly aware of our decision and supportive of it.
So look, at the end of the day, here's what I believe. That Chaim Bloom and Red Sox ownership are working hand in hand to find the next manager of the Red Sox. Not necessarily in that order. It might be ownership and Bloom, not Bloom and ownership. I think ownership is ultimately going to make this call. I think Alex Cora was a favorite of John Henry, Tom Werner, Sam Kennedy before he came back to the Red Sox a couple of years ago, and I'm going all the way back now to 2018. I think he remained a favorite after Dombrowski was gone, and remains a favorite to this day. I think they really think highly of Alex Cora. I think that they may have a little bit of mending to do with Cora. I don't know how the breakup happened. It certainly sounded like it was amicable. Cora hasn't said really anything nasty at that time, although he certainly spoke out against the Astros a little bit. I think that Cora, when the Red Sox hired Chaim Bloom, was very supportive, indicated that this is the guy the Red Sox wanted. So I think Cora was eager to work with Bloom. As for whether or not Bloom wanted to work with Cora, my guess is yes, because that was probably something that was discussed when he went through the interview process. So I personally believe, I don't want to call Cora's return a slam dunk, but I believe that he is the first name on their list of candidates, whether it's Bloom or ownership. And I can tell you that there are people in Major League Baseball who believe and expect that Alex Cora will come back and manage the Red Sox. So that is a long roundabout way of telling you that I don't think this thing is over for a second. And I think that Chaim Bloom is tap dancing and trying to just create a little bit of time here so that he can ultimately have contact with Alex Cora without violating any of the rules that were established when Cora was suspended, and won't piss off Major League Baseball in the process. So that's just something to think about here as the Red Sox go forward. It's going to be at least a month before we know who the next manager of the Red Sox is. It's going to be more than a month, probably somewhere closer to 6 weeks, unless they bring in someone from another organization, in which case that would be a surprise. In any case, thanks for listening. And just a reminder that you can always listen to the Baseball Reporters podcast by finding it on the podcast page of 98.5thesportshub.com, also on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. While you're there, be sure to check out all the other original podcasts from Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. You can also find these at bpodstudios.com and at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all the usual suspects. Thanks to producers Roger Moore and John Riley for handling all the technical matters on this. Thanks to all of you for listening. And again, I know we haven't done a lot of these Baseball Reporters podcasts of late. We typically don't do them during the season anyway, because the show's obviously on the air and you get the show in podcast form. We're going to try to do more of them here during the off season. I know we tried to do some last off season, and then we were doing okay with that, I would say, until COVID came along and really derailed all kinds of operations in every industry in America, especially this one. So listen, thanks again for listening. Certainly appreciate you listening to the program when it's on during the season. And we will have an update here for you as soon as the Red Sox make some offseason news. Thanks again.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.